Okay, we're going to learn today Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah. We left off last time at the words Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis already. Let's try to get to the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Aleph today. So again, exactly one Amud. Again, Amar Rabbi Abba, about 7-8 lines into the page. So says the Gemara, continuing our conversation about if you pause for long enough to finish the entire Megillah, that you would then have to go back to the beginning and start again. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Mona. We paskin like Rabbi Mona. Again, that if you pause for that amount of time to finish the whole Megillah, then you have to go back to the beginning. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel says, no. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Mona. We don't paskin k'Rabbi Mona. Besura masniyachi. In Surah, that's how they taught the machlokas. But Pumbedisa masniyachi. In the other major yeshiva, in Pumbedisa, they taught the machlokas a little differently. That Amar Rav Kahana Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Mona. That it was Rav Kahana Amar Rav who said that we paskin like Rabbi Mona, not Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba Amarav, Barav Kahana Amarav, said we pass on Ramona, Ushmuel Amarain al Kramuna, and Shmuel says that we don't pass on Ramona. Rav Bibi Masni Ibch, Rav Bibi taught it the opposite, that Rav Amar Ein halacha k'Rabbi Mona. Rav said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Mona. Shmuel amar halacha k'Rabbi Mona. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Mona. Amar Rav Yosef nekot Rav Bibi biyadach, that you should follow whatever Rav Bibi says. The Shmuel who the chayish lichidah, because we know that Shmuel is always the one who's choshesh for a das yachid. He's always the one that takes into account the opinion of just a single shita. The Tana, like we learned in the so if there's anyone that's going to paskin like Rabbi Mona, who's a das yachid, who's a single opinion, it's going to be Shmuel and not Rav. The Tanan, how do I know Shmuel takes into account the opinion of a single Shita? We learned in the Mishnah, Shomeris Yavam Shekidesh Achivesachosa. If let's say you have a Shomeris Yavam, important concept. Shomeris Yavam is a woman whose husband died and she's waiting for Yibum. She hasn't yet had Yibum or Chalitza. She's still waiting. Shomeris Yavam. So let's say you have a Shomeris Yavam and her brother then does Kiddushin on her sister. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, meaning her half brother and her half sister, so the kiddush would work. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Amru laham teinat shiasa chicha gadol maisa. We tell him, wait until your oldest brother does what he needs to do, the Yibum or Chalitza, before finishing the marriage. I'm sorry, not her brother. His brother, her husband's brother, who one of her husband's brothers, one of her dead husband's brothers, tries to marry her sister, the Shomeres Yavam's sister. So we tell that brother, wait until someone else, one of the other brothers, does Yibum or Chalitza to take care of this Shomeres Yavam before you do Nisuin with her sister. Amar Shmuel halach Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, and Shmuel says, yeah, and we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Meseira. Why does Shmuel say we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Meseira? We see from here, Shmuel follows a Das Yachid. So here also, Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Muna, a das yachid. Main point number one, Yud Ches Amud Beis, machlokas, whether we paskin like Rabbi Muna, that if you wait the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. Okay, machlokas, whether we paskin that way. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Hishmit Basofer Osios Psukim. Let's say the guy who wrote your Megillah skipped certain letters or certain psukim, and the person reading it read it like a person would normally translate, which means he read it by heart, he knew which psukim were missing, and he read them anyway, even though they're not written there. Yotze, you're still Yotze the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Hayuba Osios Mitushtashos Makuraos, but we learned that if there were letters in the Megillah that were rubbed out or that were torn, Im Rishuma Nikar Ksheira, only if you could still see their outlines, it's kosher. Vim Lav Psula, but if you can't see the outlines of those letters anymore, it's pasul. So you see that a Megillah that's even, how can you say that a Megillah that's even missing letters or words or sentences is kosher? Over here we see that if you can no longer see the outlines of certain words, the whole Megillah is pasul. Says Marlo Kash, that's not a stira. Habikula, Habimiksasa, that when the Brisa says that, that you can't use a Megillah, that you can't see the outlines of the letters, that's talking about where it's the entire Megillah that you can't see the outlines of the letters. But Habib Miksasa, the other Brisa, which says that you could use a Megillah that's missing words, that's talking about a Megillah that's only missing part of the words, and that's totally Yotze. That you can definitely do. So the Gemara now quotes a Brisa that talks about reading a Megillah out of order. Tan Rabbanan, Hishmit Ba'akore, pasuk echad lo yomer. If the person reading it skipped one pasuk, he can't say ekra eskula. I'll read the whole Megillah straight through to the end. V'acharkach ekra also pasuk. Then I'll go back and I'll make up that pasuk that I skipped. No, elakorim also pasuk veiluch. Go back to the pasuk you skipped now and pick up from there and keep on reading from there straight. Let's say you walk into shul and you find that that you're a little late for Megillah. They're already in the middle of reading. This happens all the time. I get this shayla every year. A woman comes in, she missed the first two pesukim of the Megillah. What should she do? So she normally asks after the fact, usually after she did the wrong thing. So lo yomer, person should not say ekra chetzia imatzibur v'acharkach ekra chetzia. Here's what I'll do: I'll listen to the second half of the Megillah and then I'll read myself the first half of the Megillah. No, elakoriyah somit chilas v'atzofa. Try to catch up. Start from the beginning and try to catch up to where they're up to. And if not, then say read it all yourself from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara now quotes actually let's do main point number two over here. Main point number two is if a person skipped some of the words in the Megillah, or the letters were rubbed out or torn, you can read them by heart. But if this happened to the whole Megillah, then you're not Yotzei. Says the Gemara further, Misnamnim Yatzah, person read the Megillah while half asleep, you're Yotzei. Hechi dami misnamnim. What does it mean to be like dozing off? Amar Ravashi, nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. It means like you're asleep but not asleep, you're awake but not really awake. What does it mean? Tekar levani. If someone calls your name, you'll be like, yeah, I'm here. What? You called me? V'lo yad aladuri svara. But if they ask you to say something logical, it's like when you're in shir and the Rebbe like calls on you and you're like half asleep. So he says your name, you're like, yeah, I'm awake. What are you talking about? But then he's like, yeah, so what was the kasha we were just talking about? No idea. So you can't do that. V'chimat g'limitka. But if they remind you and it's something you knew about, then you would be able to remember. That's what it means to be half asleep. So main point number three, when you're misnamnim, you're yotzei. When you're dozing, you're yotzei. But that means that you're semi-conscious. The Gemara goes on to the next part of the Mishnah. Hayikosva darsho magia. Remember the Mishnah said, you're sitting there writing a Megillah, you're darshening a Megillah, you're correcting a Megillah, and as you're doing it, you're saying out the words. So are you yotzei from saying out the words like that? So we said, it depends. If you have kavana to be yotzei, you are. If you don't have kavana, you're not. Im kivin libo yotza. If you have kavana, then you're yotzei. So Gemara talks about what that means, that the person is reading the Megillah while he's writing it. Hei chidami, idikam esad psuka psuka. If you're going pasuk by pasuk and you're saying it, so you're doing it from memory, v'kasavla, and you're writing it down, kikivan liba mayhavi, why does it help that you're having kavana al pehu? It's really, you're really doing it by heart, and you're not yotzei if you do the whole Megillah by heart. Ela d'kasav psuka psuka, rather must be that first you wrote the pasuk down, v'karile, and then you read what you wrote, so you're not doing it by heart. So I asked the Gemara, mi yatsa, but are you yotzei that way? V'amar v'chel b'amar v'chem barguri amarav, halach divrei omer, Kula, we paskin that you have to read the whole Megillah, v'afilu mad yamimi ish Yehudi, and even if you only have to read from the pasuk ish Yehudi, tzricha shetei ksuva kula, at the very least, the whole Megillah has to be written. If you're just reading it as you're writing the Megillah, so you didn't read from a Megillah that was complete until the very last pasuk, because it wasn't complete. Ella, no, the case of writing a Megillah is demancha Megillah kameh. You have a full Megillah sitting there in front of you. V'kari lemina psuka psuka, and you're reading one pasuk at a time from it. V'kasavla, and you write it down as you're reading from one. You have another empty scroll that you're writing on, so you're writing it down from based on the reading it off of the existing Megillah. So says the Gemara, lema mesei Rabbi Rechana. So then our Mishnah is a raya to Rabbi Rechana. Tam Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Yochanan, asu lichtov osachas shalom enaksav. Rabbi Rechana says you're not allowed to write a book of Tanakh unless you're copying from an existing sefer right in front of you. So that seems like exactly what's going on in our Mishnah. So that seems to be a good raya. Says Gemara, dilma d'Yisrami le'Yisrami. No, maybe our Mishnah happens to be talking about a case where you're copying from a book that is in front of you, but our Mishnah never says that you have to, whenever you write a sefer of Tanakh, that you have to copy from a book that's right in front of you. So main point number four. A person writes a Megillah from another Megillah in front of him. If he has Kavani, he's Yotzei. But that's not a raya that every time you write a sefer, it has to be from an existing text. It's not a raya that every time you write a sefer, it has to be from an existing text. Gufa, We just said, Am Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Asu Lichtov Osach HaShlom HaNaksav, that Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're not allowed to write anything unless it's from an existing text. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, Some Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Meisvei Rabbi Meir, Shalach Laber HaShana Ba'Asya, one time Rabbi Meir went to add an extra month to the year to make it a leap year in the town of Asya, V'lo Hayesha Megillah, and there was no Megillah there, so he couldn't lay on Purim. Uksava Milibo Ukra'a, what did he do? He wrote a Megillah from memory, and then he read the Megillah that he just wrote. But don't you see, he wrote a Megillah even though he didn't have another text to read from, so you see that you're allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avo, Shiny Rabbi Meir, the Mekayim Be Vavapecha Yishu Negdecha. Rabbi Meir is different because about him we say that the pupils of your eyes look straight in front of you. Amarle, which means what? Amarle Rami Bar Chama Rabbi Yirmiya Midifti, My Vavapecha Yishu Negdecha. What does that mean? Amarlo Elu Divrei Torah Dechsubu Huatov Einachabo Veinenu. It's a reference to Divrei Torah. Vafilu Achim Yisharin Heinetzel Rabbi Meir. And even though it's Divrei Torah can disappear from you very quickly, it's something that's hard to retain. It's very easy to forget. Still, Rabbi Meir always had it perfectly straight. So Rabbi Meir was allowed to write it by heart. The rest of us aren't. So says Rav Chista Ashchid Rav Chananel Davakasu Svarim Shlom Naksav. Rav Chista once found Rav Chananel writing Svarim not from an existing text. Amr Leis Rav Chista Zetim Ru'uya Kol Atura L'Likasev Al Picha. The whole Torah should be written from your memory because you're brilliant and you remember everything. But you can't do that. No matter how smart you are, no matter how good you are, you're not allowed to write by heart. You need to copy from an existing text. From the fact that he said to him that the whole Torah is appropriate to be written by you, so it sounds like he was a pretty great expert and he knew it really well. And nevertheless, we still said he's not allowed to read it unless he's not allowed to write it unless he's copying from a ksav. Iva Rabbi Meir Kasav, what about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir did it from memory. So answers the Gemara, the obvious answer. You know why Rabbi Meir did it from memory? What did we say? We said in the story that he was traveling to a town and they didn't have a Megillah. It was his only choice. Shas Hadchak Shiny. When it's a Shas Hadchak, when it's extenuating circumstances, of course we're going to allow things that we wouldn't normally allow if it wasn't extenuating circumstances. That's an important concept. Shas Hadchak Shiny. Says the Gemara now further. Abaye Shara, I guess let's make main point number 5. Bishas Hadchak, it's mutter for a bucky, for an expert, to write not from an existing ksav. And just to include the next point that we're about to learn, and it could be that we're always lenient with tefillin and mezuzos to write not from existing ksav. So the Gemara is going to get into that right now. So says Umar, Abayi Sharlid Bebar Chavu, Lumichtav Tfilin and Mezuzah, Shalom and Aksav. Abayi used to allow them to write Tfilin and Mezuzahs without copying from a text. So come on, who does he follow? Ki Haitanet, Titania, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbeinu, Tfilin and Mezuzah, Nukhtav, Shalom and Aksav. Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of Rabbeinu, that Tfilin and Mezuzah you're allowed to write, not from an existing text. Vein Shri Chasirtut, another thing about Tfilin and Mezuzahs, you don't need to scratch in the lines before you write the Tfilin and the Mezuzahs. You don't have to scratch in the lines on the parchment like we do by a Sefer Torah and by a Megillah, which we learned about recently. Vehilchasa Tfilin ain't Shrichan Sirtut, Mezuzos Shrichan Sirtut. The halacha is Tfilin do not require Sirtut, do not require scratching in the lines, but Mezuzos do. Idi v'idi nechtav shalom enaksav. But both of them can be written from memory. You don't have to copy from an existing text. My time, oh, why? Why wouldn't you have to copy from an existing text? Because Migros Grisin, everyone knows the partios of Tfilin and Mezuzos by heart. They're so fluent to everybody. Haisuksuv b'sam, the Mishnah said, if Megillah was written with sam, which is some type of inferior ink, so it says in Gemara, sam, sama, sam is sama, sikra, another type of ink mentioned in the Mishnah, am rabba b'chana, sikra tashama, it's called sikrasa, komos, koma, kumos is the sap of a tree, kankantum, chartudu ushkifi, kankantum is a shoemaker's black polish, or the black that he makes the shoes with. Diftra, maliach l'kmiach lo'af. It's diftra, which is a type of parchment, is a very unfinished parchment. It hasn't been salted, it hasn't been treated with flour or with gallnuts. Niyar, machka. Niyar is a type of parchment called machka. So it says, Achete Ksuva Ashurus, the Mishnah said, one is not Yotze unless the Megillah is written in Hebrew. Dechsiv Kichsavam Vechizmanam. And we learn from there that it has to be written exactly the way it was initially written. Ala Sefer Ubidyo, and it also needs to be written on good parchment with black ink. Minalan, how do we know that a Megillah has to be written on parchment with black ink? Asya ksiva ksiva. We learn from Gzera Shavav ksiva ksiva. Ksiv hacha v'tichtov Esra Malka. By Megillah it says that Esra Malka wrote, uksiv hasam v'yom lehem baruch mipiv yikra elai eskola dvar me'ila v'ani kosev ala sefer video. And the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu talks about writing, but he talks about writing with black ink, Bidyo and Al HaSefer. So we see that when Esther spoke about writing, Vatichtov Esther Amalka, when the Megillah talks about writing, it also means with the black ink and on a Sefer. Main point number 6 on the bottom of the page, Tfillin do not require Sirtut, but Mezuzos do require Sirtut. Again, sirtut means, it's an important concept, we had it already though, sirtut means the etching in of the lines, the scratching in of the lines, before writing anything on the parchment. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah.